Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Dan Woodring. I'm running for President of the United States on an independent write-in ticket. This morning, I want to talk to you about something that's going on in America that a lot of Americans aren't aware of and is very worrisome for myself, and I imagine quite a few other Americans. In Illinois, here this past couple of weeks, the state legislature passed a law creating a 21-member Muslim advisory council with mostly Muslim members. This is a definite violation of the Constitution of religious and state separation. How they can get by with this, I have no idea. In the state of Illinois, also in a small suburb of Chicago, Hamtramck, Illinois, voted unanimously by Muslims and gained control of the city council last week. The local residents of Hamtramck before were Polish descendants of immigrants that came to this country and settled and created a Polish community on that part of the town. Very few Polish are left, and they are running the Polish out of town. And basically, the message is pretty clear: non-Muslims move or else. Now, what the hell is this telling you? It tells me that there's a caliphate being formed in our own soil in the United States. This is something that can't happen. What is wrong with America? Is everybody going crazy? I can't believe this crap. These people get control and get a foothold in one area, they're going to take more and more and more. You've seen that through the years and suffered the consequences of it. So why in the hell would you put up with it now? You know, I'm running as an independent for president on a write-in ticket. There's no reason why Trump, Obama, Hillary Clinton, or Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party shouldn't have mentioned this to America. This should be a number one priority on their ticket when immigration is such a heavy issue in America today. We have to, and I agree with Donald Trump, we have to secure these borders. And we have to be a lot more intelligent on the people that we let in here. If they're from an Arab country and they are Muslim descent, then they need to be vetted and they need to be scrutinized before they get into our country. Look what they've done to Europe. You've got rapists. You've got murderers. They have totally taken over a lot of parts of Europe with their crime sprees. And they didn't, Europe didn't take them, open them, welcome arms. They didn't have any choice. These people flooded Europe. They came over in boats. And because they had good hearts and wanting to help the fellow human being, they allowed these people in their countries only to be abused. If these people are refugees, then they need to be put into an area in a country that can allocate an area for these people. Not the United States. We don't need to take in any more refugees and what we got already. Obama is planning on extending the 10,000 to more. They've already let 3,500 of the 10,000 in country and kept it very quiet. Scott in Florida, the governor in Florida, is ranting and raving about letting these people into the state. He doesn't want them here. We don't want them here. And I'm sure the feeling is strong in a lot of other areas in America. Why do we have to be so politically correct and sit back on our butts and let these people dictate what's going to happen to our lives when they're taking and they're inviting these people into our areas of the country? You can bet if these take control over these small Illinois towns that there will be a caliphate established there. And once there is, then hell, Katie bar the door. What are you going to do? We're going to be fighting on our own soil instead of across the pond. You know, America has been for many years a very welcoming country and a kind country. We've extended our hand and extended our services to people from all over the world, all trades, all races, and religious in life. We have to now, because of the times, sit back and take a second look at this and say, whoa, wait a minute, are we jeopardizing our families and our way of life? The Hamtramck, Illinois Council has already mentioned Sharia law. Now, Sharia law totally contradicts 90% of our laws here in the United States. Stoning a woman for doing something that as simple as looking at another person incorrectly or talking to someone that they shouldn't be talking to. This is not in our nature. We do not tolerate this kind of behavior. So why are we letting it happen now? It's silently growing in our country, and we need to do something about it. Speak up, get up off your damn butts, and say something. You know, everybody criticized Trump, and I'm not a big Trump fan, but I'll tell you, the man has hit the nail right on the head on several occasions, and nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to hear it. You have several people in the United States that feel exactly the same way. That's why they're supporting Trump the way they are. But now you have the Democrats that are coming back on Trump crazy accusations. You've got now Gary Johnson, which has come on board as a candidate for the Libertarian Party, which is very far left on his thinking and very far right on his economic policies. We need to have a middle-of-the-road candidate that can help the American people, provide security for the country, build our military, make our military strong again, and give them equipment they need to do the job. They have been stuck with used equipment, equipment that can't be repaired. Repair parts are taking out of a graveyard from Arizona, from where they parked the old planes. And here, just this past week, they're recalling some of our old, outdated aircraft to put them in service because they have nothing else to use. Now, that is a sorry excuse for government. When our military can't even depend on the equipment we give them to do their jobs when we put them in harm's way. Obama has totally destroyed this country in 7 years. And if we put Hillary Clinton in there, she's going to do the same damn thing. Her policies are his policies. Plus, you've got the addition of Bill Clinton, her husband. He was not a good president. I don't care what people say. When the budget was balanced, the Republicans balanced that budget. And because it was balanced, Clinton signed on to it. We have to seriously look at where we're going as a country. We don't have to build a billion-dollar wall across our southern border. All we have to do is use our troops, our National Guard, that we have to use every weekend anyway by their obligation when they sign up, instead of hanging out at the base on the weekends, they can be monitoring the border. We have technology, drones, intrusion detection, all this technology that can be used there on the border to stop people from going across. If you build a wall, they're just going to dig under it, just like they do in Israel. Israel has built wall after wall after wall, and what do we hear? Here's another tunnel where they've come through and they've rocketed, or there's been a suicide bomber. We can put up a viable fence that is a lot less expensive than a wall and put the proper technology on that fence and in the area and use our National Guard to secure that border for a whole lot less than building a concrete wall. America's infrastructure needs that money invested in it. You want to put concrete someplace, put it in the roads, put it in the bridges that are falling down. You know, we have to keep those roads maintained. There's huge potholes. There's roads that are cracked so bad, and when you drive over them, the asphalt flies up off your tires. Now, that's not America. We had the number one infrastructure in the world 20 years ago, and now we're 16th in the world for infrastructure. Our rails, the trains are derailing because the rail system isn't kept up. We have rail lines that are laying there, not being used because of politics and special interest groups. We need to strengthen our rail system and make use of a viable transportation system. Let the rail carry all this heavy cargo. Keep these long-haul truckers off those highways and let them deliver the equipment when it gets from the one location to the other. Let them make the short haul in the cities and deliver it to the users. Let the rail carry that equipment from one end of the country to the other. We have the technology, people. Why don't we use it? We're turning a blind eye to our country while our country's going to hell. We need to get off our butts, like I've said numerous times, because it seems like everything falls on deaf ears and people that are just complacent. They don't want to know. Well, the simple fact is, you better know, because the United States is in trouble. And we're in trouble internally, and we're in trouble internationally. We don't know what's going to happen on the Brexit vote. With Britain pulling out of the EU, is that going to crumble? Is Russia going to pop up now that Britain's out of the EU and make advances towards Poland and Estonia and the other countries that it once held under the communist regime? This is not the world today. We have to help one another and work with one another, and we have to hold the repressors at arm's length. Russia needs to be told enough is enough, back off, and make them understand that we are not joking. the EU, as well as the United States, needs to stand up and say to Russia, enough is enough. We need to stop North Korea. We know where they're launching their rockets. We know where they're building their nuclear. But we keep slapping their hand and saying, okay, we're going to give you another sanction. Well, now they have the rockets to reach Japan, and they have the rockets to reach our military bases in the Pacific. So we're going to sit back again and wait until it's too late, and they blow the hell out of Japan and one of our and some of our bases, and then it's going to be too late. We need to take our place in the world again as a country with strength. And we were once to as referred to as a sleeping giant. I would say now we're the doped giant because we're ignoring what's going on in the world. The American people have become too passive and too comfortable in what's going on in America while things are being put in place to take that away from us. We need to sit back and really take a hard, hard look at what's happening. We have a Congress that is totally useless. Paul Ryan is the Speaker of the House. He's dead airspace. He's not worth the powder to blow him to hell. He holds up everything that Congress tries to do. He held up the thing on gun control, the vote on gun control. Why hold it up? Let the people's voice be heard. That's what the Congress is for. You know, and I heard nothing that would take our Second Amendment rights away from us. It just made them more secure by people having to be checked a little bit tighter. I don't mind if you pull a check on me if I'm wanting to hold a gun or buy a gun. And I think 75 to 80% of your Americans don't mind. If it alleviates some of the rampage that's going on in the United States now. You know, saying that we can't carry a weapon, period, now that's a violation of the Second Amendment, and I wouldn't go along with that, and I would fight for that right. But we have to make ourselves heard, and we have to make ourselves clear on what we want and what we feel best is for America. And what's best for America is none of these Tojo candidates that are running for president right now, and I don't know how in the hell they were even considered in the first place. You have 1,000 registered candidates for president of the United States, including myself. And who's got to look? Nobody has got to look at all. You know why? Because they don't have money. And Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have been talking about this their whole election cycle in the primaries. Well, the fact remains, if you don't have money, you can't run for office. Now, that is a crime, disgrace, and that is un-American. It was not intended for America to be run by the rich and for the poor to get poor and the middle class to join the poor class. That was never intended by our forefathers. That is not what they died for. That's not what we fought for. So I can sit here and rant and rave all day, and I'm on a blog talk radio show. The listeners on this show are going to be very few. And it's very hard for me to get my message out because I don't have the money to spend it on the television ads or to attract the attention of the media. And like I said, that's a crying shame. I'm sure out of those 1,000 registered candidates that there are some like myself that are true Americans and are thinking of America, not the money. Hillary and Bill Clinton, when they left the presidential office, they were almost bankrupt because of their business dealings and their legal fees for Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was a womanmonger, and we let him stay in office. And now that's all been forgotten. And people are listening to him like he was the chosen one. Come on, America. I know we're smarter than that. I know you care. Deep inside your gut, you've got a fire in there that just hasn't been stoked. You need to stoke that fire and get your butts back on the playing field. Make your voices heard. And let's bring this country back to where it was. And as Donald Trump says, make it great again. Well, we don't have to make it great again. We just make it better than it was. We have the opportunity here this year to make a definite change in America. One of the places that definitely need to be changed is Congress. These Congress men and women that have been there for 20 years need to go home and retire, drink their coffee, sit on their lawns, because all of them, 261 of them, are millionaires plus. And their retirement from Congress is pretty hefty retirement. So they have no worries about money. So why should they care about the little guy like you or I? That needs to be changed. And you need to put a lot more of the little guys like you and I into Congress and into political office to where we can bring this country back and put it on a common sense footing. Americans not stupid. I know that we can provide the support and the world support to be great. We just have to bite the bullet, tighten our belts, and get down to business. I guess I've rant and raved enough for today, so I'm going to sign off. My name is Dan Woodring. I'm running for president as an independent write-in candidate, and I could use your vote and support. Check out my Facebook page at Woodring216, and my platform at woodring216.blogspot.com. You can also find it on my Twitter account as Dan E. Woodring. I appreciate any support that you can give me. Thank you.